this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
I'll save you, Mom!
Lawrence!
I'll try to get closer.
Don't go near it!
Be careful, Dale.
I am your friend.
Dad, it's got me! The room isn't true! The room isn't...
Lawrence, I'm leaving.
Have a good time, Mom.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy, whatever it is people do at teachers' banquets.
Oh, it's mostly a lot of speeches and awards. But I'll do my best. Oh, I left the number for the Silver Wind restaurant next to the phone, just in case something comes up.
Okay.
And thank you for babysitting Lawrence, Jimmy.
He's just watching me, Mom. He's not babysitting me.
Well, prove it to me by behaving yourself, all right?
Okie dokie.
Now give me a kiss.
Oh, Mom.
Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
And I'll see you around 11.
You'll see me. Lawrence will be in bed by then.
What?
Good night.
Good night.
You're not going to make me go to bed before 11, are you?
Maybe sooner if you're not careful.
Terrorist.
Exactly. Now look, I have a ton of homework to do, so keep yourself busy with something quiet, okay? Mr. Gerard assigned us a killer of an essay.
But I thought we were gonna do something together.
Maybe, if I can get this homework done. So just watch TV or something. I'll be in the living room.
All right, go watch TV.
That puts a shine on your car, your floor, your countertops, even your teeth. Just call toll-free.
Have you been the victim of a car accident or an on-the-job injury? Well, here's how we can help you.
And now we return to Channel 3's all-night monster movie fest featuring Vincent Kurloff in Throbbing Jugglers.
Cool.
Shakespeare! Shakespeare!
Yes, Mr. Blackguard?
How are we doing? Is everyone in place?
Yes, Mr. Blackguard. Everyone is where the scripts indicate for the first scene, exactly as we rehearsed.
Excellent, excellent.
Mr. Mifflin would like to have a word with you, sir.
Who?
The owner of the radio station.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Mr. Mifflin, a pleasure to finally meet you.
The pleasure's all mine, Mr. Blackguard.
Oh, no. Call me Edwin.
All right, Edwin. I think it's a stroke of genius doing what you're doing tonight.
Oh, really?
I really mean it, yes. This, what's it called? Panic from beyond?
Terror from the skies.
Imagine that, trying to recapture the golden days of radio by doing a live broadcast. It's brilliant.
Well, actually...
And setting the action in Odyssey itself, I couldn't be more impressed.
Really, I...
Don't be modest. It's an absolutely stupendous idea.
To be honest, I couldn't agree with you more.
Just a reminder, though. Don't forget to put in the sponsors' commercials.
That. Well, you see, I spoke to your station manager about the commercial, and it would truly destroy the dramatic momentum.
Yes, I know, but it's simple, really. Do it, or we cancel your show.
Consider it done. We'll find a place for it.
Good. Well, as they say in show business, break a leg.
Of course. Equal wishes for your various limbs as well.
Sir, we're only minutes away.
Good. Into the studio, Shakespeare, and on with the show.
Hey, Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm studying. Still. Man, I hate writing essays. Why does Mr. Gerard make us do them anyways?
Can we play something soon?
Maybe.
How soon?
I don't know.
5 minutes? 10 minutes? Give me a clue, okay?
I can't give you a clue, Lawrence. We can do something as soon as I finish this homework.
But, Jimmy...
Lawrence, what's with you? I thought you were watching television.
I was. It was great. First there was throbbing jugulars, and then there was attack of the asylum killers with very long teeth.
Oh, brother.
You should have seen them.
Your mom's gonna kill me. I'm not supposed to let you watch that stuff.
Why not? It doesn't affect me. I'm fine. Honest, the movie about the aliens didn't bother me at all.
Uh-huh.
So, can we play now?
I can't, Lawrence. I have to finish this homework.
Then what am I gonna do? I gotta do something or I'm gonna go nuts. Let's do something now, okay?
Just calm down, will ya? Look, listen to some music on the radio.
You mean in the other room? Alone? By myself?
Lawrence!
Couldn't I listen to the radio, in here?
In here? Oh, I get it. Not affected by scary movies, huh?
Well...
Okay, you can listen in here, but don't play it loud.
Thanks. Is that okay? It's Odyssey FM.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Now just relax.
I'm relaxing.
We interrupt this program for a special news report. Hello, I'm Edwin Black... Ed Backwind, news director. We have just received a report that a very large meteor has landed in Gower's field.
What?
I repeat, we have received a report that a very large meteor has landed in Gower's field. We'll go now to our on-the-scene reporter, Dale Jacobs. Dale, are you there?
Jimmy, did you hear that?
Come on, Lawrence. I have to get this
done. I'm here in Gower's field, Ed. Can you hear me? We're getting a lot of interference. Dale Jacobs here.
I can hear you, Dale. Describe the scene for us.
Well, it's remarkable, Ed. There's a big, brown, glowing, thingy. There's a low hum, and the light seems to pulsate rhythmically. I'll try to get closer.
Don't go near it!
Be careful, Dale.
I don't know if you can hear that, Ed, but... Wait a minute. Wait, something's happening. The meteor seems to be breaking open. The noise is getting louder. Wait.
What's happening, Dave? Are you there?
Something's coming out. Oh my. Long tentacles. It's huge. It's monstrous. Dale?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we seem to have lost contact with Dale. I've been informed that the police are at the scene now, and, we'll break here until we have an update. Stay tuned.
Did you hear that, Jimmy? Did you hear that?
I heard.
What are we going to do?
We're not going to do anything, Lawrence. It's just a joke. That's all. A joke.
Hey, what are you guys doing? We have a road to put in.
Did you hear the radio, Joe? It said a meteor landed right here at Gower's Field. What a hoot.
Yeah, it said it just broke open and some alien with big tentacles grabbed the reporter.
Yeah. Well, unless this alien is going to help us put in this road in a hurry, I am not interested. Why do you think they're paying us overtime? To listen to the radio? Now get on with it, will you? And turn that thing off!
What's his problem?
He gets grouchy working nights like this. Come on, tell him to turn on those floodlights so we can see what we're doing over here.
Will do. Hey, Mac, get those lights turned this way.
A joke? This can't be a joke. It's impossible.
Lawrence, calm down.
Are you nuts? Calm down. Aliens are taking over the world, and you want me to calm down?
Nobody's taking over anything. It's some kind of prank, that's all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Look, your house faces Gower's Field, right? We'd see something on the horizon if there was an attack. So go check the window.
I will. Jimmy!
What?
Look at that bright glow over there!
Wait a minute. That can't be right.
You said we'd see something, and there it is! I've never seen Gower's Field glow like that before.
It's gotta be a mistake or something.
We interrupt this program for a special news update. I'm Ed Backwind, and as you may have heard, we have unconfirmed rumors of some suspicious goings-on at Gower's Field. Now, we can't be sure, but we understand that perhaps some space aliens are attacking. Police reports are inconclusive. However, we've made contact with Walter Shakespeare, the assistant manager of the Harlequin Dinner Theater on the edge of town. Walter, what can you tell us about this rumored attack from space aliens?
Well, frankly, Ed, I think it's rather ridiculous to believe that some gruesome beings from another planet are on the march in Odyssey, wreaking havoc wherever they go. Wait a minute, Ed. Someone's at the door. I gotta put the phone down.
Be careful, Walter.
I'm coming. Hold your horses.
Walter? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard for yourself. Wait.
Get your oily tentacles off of me. Help! Ed, it's got me. The rumors are true.
Walter? Walter! We seem to have lost Walter. Well, I hope I'm not out of line to say so, but it does seem as if we are under some sort of attack. From whom and for what purpose, we don't know at this time. However, I've been informed that if this is an attack, there are certain things we may expect. One is a loss of electricity. Well, perhaps the aliens are listening because we just lost our power in the studio. But that's all right. We have an emergency power backup for just such...
See? This isn't a joke, Jimmy. It's happening.
Just wait a second. Not so fast. Our power didn't go off. If there was an attack, we'd lose our power, too.
Hey, Hank!
What?
I checked the survey of the field, and I think you're digging too far.
What?
You're digging too far. There are power lines buried around here.
What?
Power lines buried. Power lines!
What? Where?
Hank, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. I guess I found those power lines.
Hoo-wee, you sure did.
What's that smell? Something's burning.
Oh, it's your hair.
Hey, what happened over here? Is everyone all right?
Yeah, we're all right. Cut into some lines is all.
What kind of lines?
Well, power and telephone, I think.
Yeah.
What? Oh, terrific.
I want my mom!
I want your mom, too!
What are we gonna do, Jimmy? The aliens are on their way!
All right, okay, wait. Can't panic. Is the phone still dead?
Yeah.
Okay, right. We have to keep our heads.
Okay.
It just won't do any good. We have to find out what's going on.
How? The radio's dead.
Well, don't you have one that runs on batteries?
Oh, yeah. My dad's. He keeps it in the desk drawer.
Great. Turn it on.
It's on Odyssey FM, okay?
That's correct, Ed.
Oh, sure, I don't care.
I alone, and then wits end
that?
Since we felt it was safer to allow
it sounds
you
like Eugene.
Maybe he knows what's going on.
As a man of science, Eugene, can you tell us anything about these alien creatures?
Of course, any opinions on the subject would be merely speculative since we haven't had time to study them, Ed. However, I am inclined to suggest that these aliens are from a more advanced culture since they were able to travel light years to our planet. Since they are more advanced, I find it difficult to believe that they want to take over our planet simply for the fun of it. There must be a deeper purpose. Perhaps if someone would talk with them, communicate with them, we may find that it's all a matter of a mere misunderstanding.
Well, will you try to communicate with them, Eugene?
I would certainly be amenable to the effort.
Meaning?
I'll try. Ah, perfect timing. I see one of the creatures through the front glass of Wits End. Hello, Mr. Alien. I am Eugene Meltzner, and I am your friend. Do you understand? I am your friend. Ow! Cease and desist. Wrapping your tentacle around me is not conducive to good communication. Ow! Stop!
Eugene?
I'll have to get back to you, Ed!
Terrible. Just terrible. Wait, this just in.
Listen, friends. Are you sick and tired of those annoying red spots, pimples, and black
a commercial
hair?
Break?
Then maybe it's time
a commercial break. Shakespeare, are they crazy?
I'm sorry, sir, but the sponsor wanted it in, and he wanted it in right this minute.
I don't believe it! Why me? Oh, why me, Shakespeare?
There, Mr. Blackie.
Of an alien attack and they play a commercial?
Maybe they're just trying to put on the brave face of normalcy during a great tragedy.
Yeah, maybe.
Jimmy, I can't just sit around here anymore. We gotta do something to fight these things.
Well, I could read my essay to him. That'll put him to sleep.
Jimmy!
Look, Lawrence, we can't do anything. We need to stay put.
But Jimmy!
Wait,
back with you again. It seems as if the mysterious aliens have gathered forces and are headed to... Let me confirm this. The Silverwind Restaurant, where a science symposium is being held.
Teacher's banquet!
The National Guard have marshaled their forces, but so far have not been able to repel these hideous, invincible beasts. We're going live to the corner of...
Hey, why'd you do that?
The monsters are heading for my mom, Jimmy. I have to do something.
Like what?
I don't know, but I want my mom and I want her now. Where's my bike?
Lawrence! Wait! Hold it, Lawrence! All right, I'll go with you.
Where will they strike next? Is there no stopping them?
Sir, Mr. Blackguard.
What is it, Shakespeare? I'm about to go back on.
Yes, sir, but Mr. Mifflin insists that you read this announcement.
Not another pimple commercial.
He said that he's received several phone calls from frightened parents, and Leonard Tyler said you're scaring his pigs.
What?
Please read the announcement, or Mr. Mifflin will... do it himself.
Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Odyssey FM and the Harlequin Players presenting a dramatization of Terror from the Skies. It is only a dramatization. Thank you.
Very good, sir.
I do hope Leonard Tyler's pigs are happy.
Lawrence, hold up!
What's wrong?
Look around. Something's weird.
Huh?
This is Wits End. Look, no broken glass, no sign of trouble anywhere.
Well, maybe they fixed it.
Who? The aliens? They send a follow-up repair unit to fix whatever they don't eat? This just doesn't make sense.
Come on, the Silverwind restaurant is this way.
Thank you, Mr. Oliver, for that financial report. Well, I've been telling you all night that we had a special treat, and the time is here. To fill you in, allow me to introduce Mr. John Whittaker. Come on out, Whit.
Thank you, Principal Skinner. As a former teacher myself, it's a pleasure to be here. But tonight, I'm not calling on you as teachers, but as would-be actors and actresses. You see, even as we speak, Odyssey FM is airing a radio drama produced by Edwin Blackard. It's called Terror from the Skies and uses news reports to tell about an attack on Odyssey by creatures from outer space.
Oh, wow.
In a couple of minutes, the Silverwind restaurant will be the next victim of the attack. That's where you come in. We're hooked up to the station, and when I give you the cue, I want you to scream and yell as if you're being attacked by creatures from outer space. After this year's budget cuts, that shouldn't be hard to do. All right, let's make sure we're in working order. Edwin, can you hear me? Hello? Is there anybody in the studio?
Oh, it was awful.
I have you, Mr. Whittaker. Mr. Blackguard?
Yes, Shakespeare?
I have Mr. Whittaker and the teachers at the Silverwind restaurant ready to go.
Excellent. Tell them to stand by.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to put the radio broadcast over the speakers so we can hear what's going on. Now, I'll wave my arms like this when I want you to start screaming. And then I'll wave my arms like this when I want you to stop. Got it?
Oh, sure, Archie.
Can we hear the program?
Guardsmen fought as hard as they could, just shooting and shooting and shooting. But those ornery aliens seemed to like it, you know? Like the bullets were tickling them or something. Do you know how sickening it is to hear an alien giggle?
Thank you, Mildred Fineswiper, for that first-hand account of the battle on City Hall steps. Wait. I'm sorry. We've just been able to connect with John Whittaker at the Silverwind restaurant, where the aliens are moving at a great speed. Are you there, Whit?
I'm here, Ed. And yes, the aliens are coming at us. I can see them in the distance. But I'd give it only a minute or so before they arrive. The crowd of scientists gathered here have put their collective brains together and come up with a possible solution to rid ourselves of these monsters. But wait, they're coming. They're nearly here.
I'm telling you, Lawrence, this isn't right. It's too quiet. We haven't seen any aliens or damage or anything.
I don't care. I want to see my mom to make sure she's all right. Let's go this way. There's a back way through the kitchen. Maybe we can take the aliens by surprise.
And what? Spit on them? Listen, Lawrence, this whole thing is some kind of a prank. It's too quiet. Will you listen to me?
All right. I'm listening. I'm listening.
What?
It's the aliens. Hurry! I'll save you, Mom!
Lawrence!
It sounds wonderful, sir.
Yes, not bad for a bunch of amateurs. Turn my microphone back on.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Whittaker, can you hear me? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we seem to be witnessing a terrible tragedy.
Ed? Ed, can you hear me? It's a miracle! A miracle!
Mr. Whittaker?
We're spraying the aliens and they're retreating. I repeat, the aliens are retreating.
That's remarkable, Mr. Whittaker. What are you spraying them with?
Water. Just plain water. It affects them like acid. Our scientists at this convention have put
Mom.
Their heads together and...
I'll fight them all. Mom! Mom, where are you? Mom!
Lawrence!
What in the world
Wait.
Is that? Whit!
Lawrence?
Shakespeare, that's not in the script.
You're still on the air, sir.
Oh.
Mom?
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear from the torturous screams of, deafening silence, we seem to have a victory over the aliens thanks to,
Mom!
Will you cut the line to the restaurant?
I'm trying, sir.
I'm right here, son. Everything's all right. It was just a radio play.
I thought you were being attacked. I came to save you.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Mom.
Well, as you all heard, we seem to have a happy ending all around, as the aliens were killed with plain and simple water, which vanquished them upon contact, and they all died quickly, and the world was saved. And you've been listening to Odyssey FM and the Harlequin Players, and I'm Edwin Blaggett. Thank you and good night. Shakespeare! What happened?
I guess that wraps it up for our careers in live radio drama. Is there something you want to say, Jimmy?
Yeah. I just want to say that if you're here, Mr. Gerard, I may be a little late handing in my essay.
I'm really surprised at you letting your imaginations run away like that. Especially after you saw with your own eyes that the town was safe.
Well, I didn't really believe it. You see, I was just trying to pacify Lawrence.
I'm sure.
But it was so real on the radio. I mean, it sounded like real news bulletins.
And the ending would have sounded just as real if it hadn't been interrupted.
Do you think I ruined it for everybody?
Oh, from what I heard, I doubt if that program could have been ruined any more than it was. After all, any intelligent person would know better than to believe such nonsense.
Mom, watch out!
Ah! Oh. Is everyone all right?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Are you crazy running in front of me like that? I could have hit you!
Sorry about that, ma'am. Harlow Doyle, private eye here. I thought you might want to know, but the city is under attack!
What?
You better run for the hills. Grab your water pistols. The aliens are coming. The aliens are coming. Warn your neighbors and your friends and even a few distant acquaintances. The aliens are coming. The aliens are coming. The aliens are coming.
What were you saying, Mom?
Maybe Mr. Blackard should be more careful with his radio dramas in the future.
Well, that's it for today's rather wild adventure. I hope you enjoyed it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Terror from the Skies was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.